Well, today on the Big App Show, we go across the ocean. This is the first time we've done a Skype interview with someone in the UK. So a first, Simon Lelich, welcome to the Big App Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
I really appreciate you taking time because it's getting towards, tea time, isn't it, where you are, more or less?
Beer o'clock, we call it these days.
What do you call it?
Beer o'clock.
Beer o'clock. Well, I lived in London for a couple of years, So I'm a little bit familiar with what you're talking about. Now, Simon has written a book, and this is the U.S. version, A Thousand Cuts. In the U.K., I believe it came out as Rupture under a different title, correct?
That's right, yeah.
And I got to tell you, I like this book for a number of reasons. First of all, nice, small, handy, tidy little book, you know, it's like real easy to whip right through. But it evoked a real emotion with me, and while reading this, I'm like, I've got to call my German teacher, Mr. Timmer. I feel so horrible. I feel like such a shit, the stuff that we used to do to him. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the story so people can understand where I'm coming from with this?
No, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we were the same at my school. You know, the things we put our teachers through, and you don't really think about it when you're a kid because, you know, they're adults. They can handle anything, but not quite the truth in reality.
So in your book, the basic premise is a teacher comes into school one day, shoots a couple kids, then kills himself, and then the story kind of evolves from there with, I find, an interesting twist where we have a female policewoman who is investigating exactly what happened. And maybe in a short way we could say this is a bit about bullying.
Absolutely. Sorry, I lost you halfway through the question there, but if you're asking whether the book was about bullying...
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, essentially, more so than... I mean, it's been classified as a crime novel over here, and in the States as well, but that was never really my intention to write a crime novel as such. I wanted bullying to be at the core of the book, and the crime aspect of the book kind of evolved from that sort of central theme.
So, how long ago did this come out? Because it's a little confusing to me. Is it now just been released in the UK, or has it been released in the US?
No, it's been out. I'm on book three now, so I'm digging back in my memories with this one. But no, this one came out 2 years ago over here, and it was about a year behind in the States.
Right. And any particular reason for the name change here? Was that like a publisher thing? They said, has to be A Thousand Cuts.
Well, basically, Rupture didn't go down very well in the US, and A Thousand Cuts didn't go down very well in the UK. So we settled on, you know, having one title for each territory, which I think it's fairly common these days. So, you know, no big deal.
So Samuel Sajkowski, I think is the way you pronounce it, is the teacher in this book. Tell us what happens to him, and what leads him, you know, to this horrible crime against kids and himself, obviously.
Yeah, well, he's basically a well-intentioned, though sort of socially maladjusted, young teacher, and he basically has, you know, he faces kids in the classroom who he can't really deal with, and they sort of sense his weakness, as kids tend to in a school environment, in any environment really, and so that, you know, they pick on him to escalating degrees. To a degree, actually, where it becomes, you know, fairly intense psychological trauma for him, and he hasn't got the social skills to be able to cope, and eventually it pushes him over the edge. And this, as well as the bullying from the kids, he's not given any support by his colleagues or by his superiors, so he's, you know, he's left kind of stranded.
So, do you believe that this is kind of indicative of the school situation in the UK? And I'll preface that by saying, I was living in London about a couple of years ago, been there for 5 years. My daughter went to a county school, which we'd call private school in the UK, but it's really public school the way we see it in the US. And I have to say, the situation, even though it was, you know, a perfectly fine, you know, Surrey, Guildford, perfectly fine the community, the situation at school was, in my view, horrendous. It was really, really bad.
Do you mean in terms of the way the teachers were treated?
Not just the way the teachers were treated, but they seemed like they had no control over the classes. Everything was just a mess.
Yeah, the situation in the book is obviously an extreme case. Although, perhaps not that extreme, because I've seen the outcome is extreme. the experiences I think that Samuel has are perhaps not so extreme. I mean, I've seen things in the schools I went to which were probably just as damaging to the teachers who kind of experienced them. And there was a lack of control when certain teachers were in charge. Probably on a 50-50 basis kind of thing. Some half of the teachers were very good at controlling the school. The other half really suffered and weren't, from what I saw, given the support that they needed. It's an extreme example, but I'd say probably not untypical.
So do you think that, and maybe you've already had responses, the book has been out for a bit, that maybe this should bring some of this issue to the forefront, that that this is a social issue that can be discussed?
Well, I think it is discussed fairly regularly, over here at least, but the problem is not much is done about it. It's one of those topics that hits the headlines occasionally. I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, there was, over here, you wouldn't have heard about it in the States, but there was a school... all the teachers went on strike because of the lack of support they were given over bullying that they were suffering at the hands of the kids they were supposed to be in charge of. That story died down 3 weeks ago and nothing's been heard about it since. It's people get outraged and up in arms about it occasionally, but then, it just dips back under the radar.
Right. Well, there's much more important news, obviously. We've got... all these celebrities who are doing incredibly important things that we have to pay attention to, Simon. Yeah. So, now you're a journalist. Do you still do journalistic work? You still do reporting?
Not so much anymore. No, I kind of made the switch from journalism to creative writing. I run a business as well, which kind of keeps me busy when I'm not writing.
It was funny. I saw it was an import export business, but you're more like Del Trotter than Howard Marks. Was that the
reading my website?
Yeah. Well, see now, and I actually understand that, having seen the Trotters and having read Howard Marks' book, I understand what that means. So, but you import export stuff.
Stuff, general stuff. Yeah, it's mainly aluminium, actually.
Really?
Brand. Yeah. As far removed from writing or journalism as I could possibly be, really. Yeah, which is nice, because it gives me a kind of mental break.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, that's aluminum for you folks here in America. The correct pronunciation is aluminium, but we tend to say aluminum. So, what I found interesting is you chose a female character as the one who's unraveling what happened here with this teacher. Now, you seem like a real bloke, How do you get into a woman's head, first of all, into police work in general, but then how a woman would actually go through that process and what's going on inside her head? That must have been quite a challenge.
It was. I know. I'd say probably that was the biggest challenge in writing A Thousand Cuts. Lucia was the character I had to come back to most and revisit the most and work on the most. There's some kids' voices in the book and some other blokes my age, teachers, and that way I found those. I whizzed through those when I was writing them, but with Lucia I did have to revisit her, and my wife had a lot of input. My agent, who's a woman as well, she helped a great deal, and obviously my editor, again another woman. So I've had some very helpful input.
Excellent, excellent. So you said you mentioned in the beginning you're now already working on your third book. Care to lift a little bit of the veil? Tell us what it's going to be about.
Yeah, well, the third one's actually finished, but in the States it will be the second one. Again, clashes between publishers and schedules and everything. It's called The Child Who, and it's about a solicitor and an attorney who's sort of handed this case of representing a child who's killed another child, and it's less about the crime itself than the impact of the case on the solicitor and his family, but obviously he's looking into why this kid did what he did. So it's revisiting territory that I sort of brushed past in A Thousand Cuts.
Yeah.
My second novel over here was a bit different. That's going to be my third one in the States. But that's kind of a dystopian thriller, really. More focused on things like civil liberties.
So what is it, man? Is it the weather in Brighton? I mean, you've got these dark themes. It's like...
I tell you, it's been summer here for about 3 months now. It's barely rained. It's something's happening with the climate, I can tell you.
Yeah, well, it's global warming, and we're all going to die. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Simon, I really like this book. I thought it was a great choice. I thought the theme was really an interesting one and something that can be discussed, because particularly here in the U.S., it's always about the kids bullying each other. But the teachers, I think, is a very it's a very interesting angle that is completely underexposed. Just in general, you're kind of from my generation, I think. Do you think that bullying really has gotten worse, or do we just have to deal with it in a different way? Do we have to have laws and rules? I mean, when we were kids, you got bullied and either you learned to punch the kid in the mouth or you kept getting bullied. I mean, what's your view?
Well, I think bullying's always existed, and it will always exist. Whether it's gotten any worse or not, probably not. But it hasn't improved as much as it should have. While some kids can hold their own and punch the bully in the mouth, other kids can't. And they're the ones who really suffer, the ones who the weak, who should be protected by the strong, who aren't given that kind of support. So really, I think it's just one of those issues, as I said before, that people think about occasionally. They like to sort of, be up in arms about it occasionally, but then it's never properly addressed. And I think a lot more could be done.
Were you bullied as a kid?
Yeah, a bit. I mean, nothing too traumatic. I was one of the kids who punched the other kid back.
That's what I thought.
Boy! But at the same time, it definitely left scars. It wasn't fun at the time, and I can certainly feel, remember the emotions that I sort of felt, which I've put into this book.
Right. And you have kids yourself?
I do now, yeah. And the first one came along just as I was starting on this book, actually, which is kind of another kind of emotional impetus for me to look at the topic.
Right, so in about 7 or 8 years, say, read Daddy's book and be kind to your teachers. You really should.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
His name is Simon Lelich. The book is 1,000 Cuts here in the U.S. and the U.K. It's called Rupture, and if you want it, all you have to do is tap on the blue button when the video is over. It'll take you right into Amazon. You can pick it up from there. Simon, thank you again for your time today, and when the next book comes out, I'd love to bother you again and talk about that one, because I really enjoy your work.
Thank you very much. Thanks very much for having me on.
Okay. See you soon, Simon.
Take care.